You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Sullivan won't stand for this.
Hi, it's Cousin Radio. And, or whatever. I guess this is what that's called. And it's me, Annie. Hi. anyway, who else is here? I mean, I know who else is here, but you probably know who else is here. But I'm just going to have them introduce themselves because that's what they do on things. Anyway, here is who else is here at Mic 4.
Huh?
Mic 4.
Who's Mic 4? Oh, Jared's Mic 4.
Mic 4. I thought my name was Jack.
Oddly enough, I am the 4th.
Okay. He is the 4th. He's got that one right.
Yep.
Okay. What was I supposed to do?
Twist a little close.
Oh, what?
That what am I doing?
Introduce yourself.
Oh!
Too loud.
All right. Well, I guess you might have figured it out by now, but I'm Jack. Hi.
And over there, next Jack is, besides me, on the other side, Jack.
I'd like to, Marielle, yay.
You don't need to say what mic you are, I just did it for Jack.
Marielle.
Bang, 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 bang. Oh, I forgot to say what I was going to say. Everybody, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, just in shout, that was my jam, my jelly, and my preservative, all in one.
Yeah, okay, well, now you just said
no
that.
No one actually knows
right, good.
The difference.
So, Jack does, he's a farmer in China.
I do?
Yeah, I better. You better
yes,
know.
You do.
You need to learn that at farmer school.
That was not in the job description.
It should be. I thought you knew the job description, like, from, like,
getting a little off topic here.
About the time you could comprehend that I wanted to make you the map when I was playing Dora. But that was a high honor, by the way. Map was my favorite character.
I fell asleep in that part of the orientation.
Oh, okay. Marielle, stop.
Still my line.
Okay, so we are. That's a reference to when we were fooling around with the mics earlier. Okay, so Ellen, you want to say what we're doing?
Absolutely. So I guess here on Cousin Radio, we're going to do a live stage reading of what's his name, Steven Hillenburg's classic
TV show, classic
SpongeBob SquarePants. Most famously, the
Squishy
infamous
Mike.
Band Geeks episode.
Infamous? That means famous for the wrong reasons. Band Geek is famous for all the right reasons because it's absolutely
it's
hilarious.
It's infamous for how dangerously lovable it is.
Yes.
Right?
Squishy Mike.
Yes, don't squish
we
the
We have
mic.
A squishy mic.
Begging an egg. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. By the way, thank you, Ellen, for setting this up so we could actually do this.
No. And thanks to Johnny for
watching Michael out there. We're looking at you.
I just saw him go grab another bag of chips.
Who knows? Is he going to be able to reach that?
No, not Michael. Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Why would you thank Michael?
Oh, because Michael likes chips. He does.
Yeah.
He could probably reach it, too.
Yeah.
Climbing.
Johnny, you're
making
me hungry.
It's 4:26, and this is not Comedy Bang Bang. You're not supposed to imitate John Lennon.
Aw, oh, dang it.
Comedy Aww. Bang Bang John Lennon.
Why did I steal his voice, then?
Aww.
Jack, no. Okay. Anyway, but so without further ado, we are going to do Band Geeks, and I will go over the parts real quick, and just to clarify... All right, so Ellen, do you have this
Marielle tapping the mic. Yep.
You got the script.
We are ready to go.
The narrator, and by the narrator, I mean reading the stage directions, but also as the French narrator, is going to be Ellen. She is also going to be SpongeBob. I am going to be Squidward. Marielle is going to be Squilliam. The doctor at the very beginning is going to be Jack, along with Jack being Mr. Krabs. Ellen is also going to be Plankton. Jack is going to be... Patrick. Marielle is going to be Sandy. Marielle's voice isn't deep enough to play a guy, so she's playing pretty much all the female roles. She's playing Sandy and Mrs. Puff. Jack is also playing Larry. I am playing the guy who has one line later, which is like big meaty claws. That'll make more sense in context. And then Jack's going to play the guy who says another line. Just one line. Yeah, Jack is also going to play the announcer for the Bubble Bowl. All right, and it's 4:27, so we should get started. And I say, without further ado, Band Geeks.
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish...
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Ready? SpongeBob!
All right, so band geeks. And three, two, one, Ellen.
A horrible sound is heard, which turns out to be Squidward playing his clarinet until the doorbell rings. Dr. Forrest is at the door.
I'm doing all the sound effects.
Yeah, we're with the pet hospital from down the street. We understand you have a dying animal on the premises.
Squidward slams the door shut. The phone starts to ring.
Hello, you've reached the house of unrecognized talent. Please start after the...
Sounds like you have a dying animal to attend to, Ariel Chum.
Squilliam Fancy's in from band class.
I hear you're playing the cash register now.
Sometimes, how's the unibrow?
Waving his unibrow.
It's big and valuable. I'm the leader of a big fancy band now, and we're supposed to play at the Bubble Bowl next week. That's right. I'm living your dreams, Squidward. The problem is I'm busy next week and can't make it. I was hoping you and your band could cover for us.
Oh, I
knew it. You don't even have a band. Well, I'll just let you get back to the service industry now.
Hold it. It just so happens that I don't sell fast food. I do have a band, and we're going to play that Bubble Bowl. How do you like that, fancy boy?
Good luck next Thursday. I hope the audience brings lots of ibuprofen.
Squilliam and Squidward hang up the phone.
I gotta drum up a marching band fast. Drum. Band humor.
In the following scene, Sandy, Plankton, Mrs. Puff, Mr. Krabs, and Larry are reading from a poster. Each are in different locations.
Looking to add fulfillment to your doll life?
Then become part of the greatest musical sensation to ever hit Bikini Bottom.
And be adored by thousands of people you don't know.
Not to mention free refreshments. Practice begins tonight at 8:30 sharp.
Squidward looks at his watch while driving a shell cart.
Stupid music rental clerk made me late. That trilobite didn't know an oboe from an elbow. Elbow. More band humor.
The scene cuts inside the room. Everyone is there.
People, settle down. Okay, now, how many of you have played musical instruments before?
Do instruments of torture count?
No.
Is mayonnaise an instrument?
No, Patrick. Mayonnaise is not an instrument.
Patrick raises his hand again.
Horseradish is not an instrument either.
Patrick lowers his hand.
That's fine. No one has any experience. Fortunately, I have enough talent for all of you.
Squidward laughs. Everyone stays silent.
So when do we get the free food?
Okay, try to repeat after me.
Squidward plays six notes.
Do, 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 do. Brass section, go.
Brass section repeats badly.
Good, now the wind.
Wind section repeats badly.
And the drums.
Drummers misunderstood what Squidward means, so they blow on their sticks, which blow out and stick Squidward's to the wall.
Too bad that didn't kill me.
Next scene.
Let's just try stepping in the rhythm. Now I want everyone to stand up in straight rows of five. That's yours.
Is this the part where we start kicking?
No, SpongeBob, that's a chorus line.
Kicking? I want to do some kicking.
Patrick kicks Sandy in the leg.
Ow, why you, Iota?
She jumps on Patrick and starts fighting him until they roll outside and the door slams shut. Patrick makes a loud, painful scream. Everyone pauses and stares at the door. Then Patrick sticks his head back in.
Whoever's the owner of the white Sudan, you left your lights on.
Patrick walks in and is relieved that Sandy has struck his body in a trombone. Trombone notes are heard as he walks towards his seat. As he sits down, he makes the sound of a trombone. The loud trombone noise as he opens his mouth, stares at himself.
I'll see you.
Day two.
The scene shows that the band walking down the street playing Semper Fidelis.
Fidelis?
It's badly.
Okay, that's perfect, everybody. Bubble bowl, here we come. Flag twirlers, really spin those things. Okay, turn. Flag twirlers, let's go. I want to see some spinning. Flag twirlers, let's move. Come on, move.
The flag twirlers spin so hard that they take off into the sky and crash into a blimp, which causes an explosion. Trumpet players plays taps while everyone mourns. Except Squidward, who just lies down on the ground. Day three.
How's that harmonica solo coming, Plankton?
It's tremendous. You wanna see?
Plankton plays the harmonica by running to and from holes, but soon runs out of breath. On his way to the last hole, he blows an unsuccessful last raspberry into the harmonica and faints.
Day four.
Well, this is our last night together before the show, and I know that none of you improved since we began.
Patrick chews on a trumpet.
But I have a theory. People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
So, if we play loud, people might think we're good. Everybody ready? And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four. Wrong music.
Technical difficulties.
That's how badly it's going.
A two, and a one, two, three, four!
Big claws!
What did you say, punk?
Big, meaty claws!
Well, these claws ain't just for attracting mates.
Bring it on, old man! Bring it on!
Now, people, let's be smart and bring it off.
Oh, so now the talking cheese is gonna preach to us.
Wait, I know tensions are high.
Everybody gets into a fight. Plier and Larry are yelling at each other. Medley slams a drum on him.
There's a deposit on the equipment, people!
Everyone uses their instruments as weapons. Mr. Krabs and Harold charge at each other with large woodwinds, but try to screech to a halt, and Mrs. Puff slams them both with her cymbals.
Settle down, please!
Sandy and Frank are fighting. Sandy breaks the xylophone keys, and Frank runs away. Patrick kicks Sandy, who growls at him before, producing a trumpet with an evil grin. Patrick realizes what's coming and runs away screaming as Sandy chases him with the trumpet. A scene cuts to the clock, which shows 10 o'clock, and everyone stops fighting.
Hey, class is over!
The band members walk the door, where Squidward slams it shut.
Well, you did it. You took my one chance at happiness and crushed it. Crushed it into little, tiny, bite-sized pieces. I really had expected better of you people. Guess I'm a loser for that, too. Don't bother showing up tomorrow. I'll just tell them you all died in a marching accident. So thanks. Thanks for nothing!
Squidward walks away from the building.
You're welcome.
What kind of monsters are we? That poor creature came to us in his hour of need, and we failed him. Squidward's always been there for us when it was convenient for him. Evelyn, when your little Jimmy was trapped in a fire, who rescued him?
Fireman.
And Larry, when your heart gave out from all those tanning pills, who revived you?
Some guy in an ambulance.
Right. So if we could all just pretend that Squidward was a fireman or some guy in an ambulance, then I'm sure that we can all pull together and discover what it truly means to be in a marching band.
Yeah, for the firemen!
Hooray!
Now let's make Squidward proud. And a one, and a two, and a skiddle-diddle-doo. The scene cuts to the bubble bowl.
I knew this was going to happen. They're just going to have to find another band to play. I just hope that...
Zooming out to reveal Squilliam is there.
Squilliam doesn't find out! Squilliam! Ah!
Oh,
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just can't... Sorry, technical difficulties. Oh, I just came to watch you blow it. So where's your band?
Oh, they couldn't come. They, died.
Then who's that?
Screams and his eyes pop out.
Ah, that would be my band!
We're ready to perform, Squidward.
Mariel, your line.
Well, Squinny, this is exactly how I pictured your band would look.
SpongeBob does that infamous but adorable dance.
That's his eager face.
Squilliam laughs while they all go into the bubble bowl. Everybody marches to the bubble bowl and starts performing.
Well, I guess this will be the last time I can show my face in this town.
That's the spirit, Squidward. The bowl raises above a football field.
Okay, football fans, put your hands together for the Bikini Bottom Super Band.
Maybe we're in one of those toxic waste dumps. A crowd of live-action people is shown.
Wait, no, it's a crowd of it, and then...
Crowd of live-action people technical. Is shown.
Mariel.
Difficulties.
These are some ugly-looking fish.
Maybe we're in one of those toxic waste dumps.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
All right, everybody.
Glances at Squilliam, who grins and bounces his unibrow.
Let's get this over with. 1, 2, 3, 4...
It's the thrill of one more kill, the last one to found. We'll never sacrifice their will.
It's ours for the fight, and it's sweet, sweet, sweet victory, yeah. And the one is left to fall. I don't know how the song really goes, just the sweet victory part. Squilliam faints. Sweet, sweet victory, yeah.
Squidward jumps into the scene and freezes. It then fades to black.
And episode or scene or whatever. I don't know. I said episode. It's the end of the episode.
Hey, well, we've completed our first live reading.
If you're wondering
reading.
What happens to Squilliam, it's more clear in the cartoon. During the musical number, he faints because Squidward is so good. His band is so good. And then Squidward's like, ha.
We have seen that our Marielle has left the room.
Okay.
Will return.
Let's Jack. Annie and Jack show, really briefly. Stop eating.
Yes,
Ellen
we
told
need,
you not to eat in here.
We
okay.
need some... You could eat. Just...
Anyway, Annie and Jack show, Jack. Your soul rolls out of your body.
Get up, dust yourself off.
Well, there's dust that gets on your spectral form.
Yeah, from rolling around the New York City streets.
That was a John Lennon impression.
And from not actual John Lennon, an impression of a guy doing an impression of John Lennon from yes. Comedy Bang Bang, which is the thing Ellen showed us.
So, what is our analysis of the Band Geeks episode?
I love
what is
it.
Your review?
Amazing. I love it. 10 out of 10. 11 out of 10. 11 out of 10. 11,
of living.
11 from Stranger Things out of 10.
Mike. No.
Okay.
Papa.
That's what 11 says. She says stuff like that. No, she says more than that. She's like,
11. Mike. No more.
I don't know. Again, that's all I got.
Okay. Maybe going around the table, we're going to start with... Two things you love about the episode and one thing that you would have done differently if you were one of the SpongeBob writers or animators.
Okay. Well, I will go first. I think two things I love about the episode. There's so many things. I have to say one of them has got to be the classic bit where Patrick to... You got that. I was going to say mayonnaise, but no, it's not mayonnaise. It's not an instrument, which I do love that. But it's got to be one of the classic bits where SpongeBob stands up and is asked if this is the part where they start kicking. And then Patrick's like, I want to do some kicking. And so he kicks Sandy. He kicks Sandy and they get into a fight. And then he comes back and the trombone's like, bum, 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 bum. Because he's like stuck in it. And then the other thing is probably I'm gonna name a small thing so there's stuff left for the other people, but I mean probably Squidward's little laughing at his own band humor, like he yeah. twice in the episode he's just like drum band humor. I just find that amusing. Something I would have done different, I don't know. I love that episode, so I probably nothing. Made it longer, I don't know, but it might have ruined the joke, so basically nothing. Jack? Swallow.
Okay.
Don't eat.
Sorry.
Hunger is a natural human
talk. We don't have that much time.
Okay. One thing I love about this episode is all the wit that the episode has. It doesn't rely on, like,
visual gags?
Yeah, visual gags, gross out humor, or
unlike
and it doesn't overuse SpongeBob. Patrick's stupidity like so many other
newer SpongeBob episodes. Done differently? You got anything?
I don't know. Maybe I would have added a little more visual humor.
A little more visual humor, but not like gross out or anything.
Maybe like one or two explosions?
There was already one explosion. The blimp. The flag twirlers.
Okay. Maybe
anyway, Marielle. What do you like about the episode?
Well, I think one of my favorite parts was definitely is mayonnaise an instrument?
No, Patrick, mayonnaise not an instrument.
And
what about the song?
The song.
The song. It's great. So many memes from this episode. I love it. Ellen?
Oh. More plankton is what I would have done differently.
More plankton.
I think
he was
plankton
funny.
Had the best scenes.
Very good instruments.
And I also think I love that he's a.
Hey, what?
He's a killer
what have
keyboard
I done
player.
Differently?
Oh, yeah. What would you
oh,
have done?
Yeah, what would you
have done?
Got anything?
Probably just added, like, a couple more seconds to the episode.
Me too. Me too.
I think next episode, what we could do another one. Sure. Maybe we'll even get Madeline and Matthew in the studio.
All right.
But what episode?
Can I talk about the Beatles that time?
Are we doing another? You can talk about whatever you want.
All right. If we get Madeline and Matthew.
Just give us a what's next on the show for episode two.
It's 4:45. Are we able to do Tell Joe Strangler?
I don't know, because we got to be at the door by 5, so for episode 2.
All right. Well, I guess that time we'll do the Tattletale Strangler episode. That one's really funny. It includes SpongeBob basically hiring a bodyguard, and that's all I'm going
to
say.
Get to the chase.
Anyway, get to the chase.
Episode.
Wait. Okay. So, if you know me, in the last few months, since like April, have filled my head entirely with Beatles facts. So I'm going to talk Beeble memes.
I did not know what I was going to
say. For instance, did you know that the drumming on Back in the USSR is Paul because Ringo quit temporarily? Came back, but he like...
Wait, that was the White Album?
That was the White Album. That was the sessions during the White Album. Ringo quit temporarily. He's my favorite Beatles, so I'm glad that he did not quit full time, because then we never would have gotten Octopus's Garden. On the flip side, we never would have gotten Octopus's Garden if he hadn't quit either, because he went on, like, vacation, and that's when he went on the thing, and it's hard to explain. It's like... He went on, like, a boat, or I don't know. It's, like, a guy, like, octopuses collect bits of, like, bottles or whatever. And he's like, I'm going to write a song about that.
That's cute.
And he did. And it was an amazing, pure song, and I love it. And it's such a good song. And also, if you think the cutest Beatle is Paul McCartney, you're wrong. It's my brother Michael, because he has a Beatles haircut currently. He has. It looks good on him.
It does.
It looks very good on him. Jack? Anything you want to say? Oh, yeah, so you can expect more Beatles trivia from me next time.
Yeah.
Just facts about the Beatles. Or anything that I'm currently interested in.
Beats me.
I'll talk a little more then.
Spongy Mike!
Anything. Yeah, SpongeBob, Spongy. All right, well, other stuff that I'm currently interested in, like the American Girl dolls, which are cool. That's not a current interest. Wait a second. I've liked them since I was like 4. Never mind then. Okay, wait. Or Star Wars. I love Star Wars. Carrie Fisher's ghost. If you're listening to this podcast, I love you. Space Mombi, I love you. And you know. You know. Because it's Star Wars. You know. Also, Mark Hamill, you're amazing if you're listening to this for some weird reason.
Why?
Want to get that one out there. Because
no, I mean, why would he be listening?
I don't know, because he's Mark Campbell.
I'm just looking for a new podcast to listen to.
Oh, Cousin Radio. This Mark looks fun. I don't think you would.
I'm hooked.
Oh, but I was going to go to Tachi Station to pick up some power converters. That should be a podcast.
Go Splatoon 2.
Mario yes. likes Splatoon 2.
Hashtag not sponsored. Hashtag just an addict.
Just an addict. That's. Did you steal that from Game Theory?
I might.
Speaking of YouTube videos, hello everybody, my name is Markiplier and welcome back to random video number 5059 because I'm Markiplier and I make lots of videos. That's probably what what he sounds like, according to me.
I am wearing a Starburst shirt.
She is wearing a Starburst shirt. It says Rebels have more fun.
And the sponsored by Nintendo.
Yeah, I wish we were sponsored by Nintendo. Free Mario Odyssey, free Animal Crossing. When they come out with the next one, Nintendo.
Oh, okay.
Can't wait.
We know who's going to break into their headquarters with a water gun.
You betcha.
Oh, dear. This Japan. Is not going to end up good.
Japan. Oh, you weird, weird country. You gave us
that
Nintendo.
We love.
Established that.
I've established that like twice a day, at least. Speaking of things that I say a lot, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is a masterpiece. Always. We watched that. I watched that twice yesterday.
Yeah,
and it was. It's amazing.
But Netflix, yeah. Netflix and
Netflix is amazing.
TV.
Stranger Things is amazing. Shout out to Millie Bobby Brown if you're listening.
Netflix can
also
be
the rest of the actors. Netflix can be idiots, as in they don't release seasons of Stranger Things fast enough. Or A Series of Unfortunate, also an amazing show. Shout out to A Series of Unfortunate Events because they might be listening some off chance. Anyway.
Yummy Doritos, yummy Doritos.
Doritos.
But still, this is not sponsored.
Not
sorry,
sponsored.
Doritos.
Okay. You're not sorry. Doritos, you don't have to apologize to Doritos. Dorito apologizes to us.
I'm going to have to take a drink.
For not sponsoring. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, tickets.
Basically, the... SpongeBob something. I don't know. Oh, right. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Amazing. Amazing movie. 10 out of 10. 11
okay,
out
let's
of 10.
Just start doing the SpongeBob episode.
Oh, no, Marielle. I think Ellen said we didn't have enough time. I mean, I think we would have, but we don't now. So, sorry. I'm sorry.
We definitely don't.
We're gonna start wrapping things up. So yeah, if you liked what you just heard for the past like 5 minutes of me just talking about random things that I like, you should try hanging out with me in real life because that's exactly what I'm like. Just kidding. No, actually, I'm not kidding. That's literally what I'm like. Jack can affirm. Can you affirm, Jack?
I wish I couldn't.
He wishes he couldn't. There you have it, folks.
True.
But if you like that, I'll probably do it. A podcast. If we do Cousin Radio too, maybe we get Madeline Matthew in here.
Maybe
we do.
That would be good.
Yeah. So
the elusive Madelinus and Matthewned.
Are they more elusive?
I can't think of Latin.
Are they more elusive or less elusive than Amelia?
Excuse me.
It's hard. I mean. I'll have to get the guys
Amelia
from Latin.
Is our married cousin?
We know that, Marielle.
I think most people watching this would
There's not going to be a most people watching this, most likely. Anyway, yeah. But so Amelia, you know what happened? If we got Amelia in here, Peter would probably come too, but like you wouldn't even hear him because he says nothing. He'd just like sit there and he'd be like, hey. That's a terrible Peter impression, but yeah. And
like a little accessory.
So yes.
That Amelia
okay, we now. Really need to wrap up now.
Yeah.
So on the next episode, more Beatles, more SpongeBob, more
jams,
things.
Jellies, and preservatives.
Exactly. More humor, more me gushing about things I like.
Oh dear,
more whatever Jack does. More whatever Marielle does. Yeah, that. More of
more,
that.
More, more, more. But wait, there's more.
La, 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 la,
there's not more. This episode's over.
No.
Looks so good.
La, 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 la,
now. Got me going.
ITD.
All right. So that concludes this episode of Cousin Radio. And we will see you on the flip side. I don't know why I wanted to say that. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Stay fresh.
Stay fresh. That's a Splatoon reference. As Peanut
That's
Butter
all,
says,
folks.
Bye-bye.
That's all, folks.